I thought we'd talk about a particular sefer this morning. The sefer is called Zecher Yitzchak. Zecher Yitzchak is written by Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Rabinovich or Itzel Panovicher. It's a sefer which I want to talk about mostly because I couldn't think of anything this morning. And Yaakov Shapira was here yesterday. Yaakov Shapira's father, Rav Avram Shapira, was Rosh Yeshiva of Merkas Harav. He was also the chief rabbi of Israel. He also, aside from all his other work, he's the one that actually put out the sefer called Zecher Yitzchak. I want to give a little bit of background. Rav Itzel Panovich, the Zecher Yitzchak, was he grew up. He was kind of getting a little bit to the world of Brisk. For a while, there was Rosh Yeshiva in Slobodka. His Talmud, the Granat, would become the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. When the Chavetz Chaim was the head of Radin, so his Talmud would the Granat, and he was known as an incredible Eloi. We don't have a lot of his writings. He ended up going to Panovich. He was the Rav in Panovich. He had people that would come to him and learn with him. We don't have a lot of his writings. A lot of his writings on Bavli, Yerushalmi, etc., are missing. They got lost, as many did. And Rav Ram Shapira went through the very, very challenging task of collecting all the manuscripts, all we had of the Ksav Yad that he had. He put it out in a volume called Zecher Yitzchak. He has family members who have subsequently put out additional volumes of the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak. The son-in-law of the Zecher Yitzchak wanted to put out the Sefer, but was not really able to. And Rav Ram continued and was able to put it out. Aside from Rav Ram Shapira in that scene, so Rav Shach shared recollections. We'll share a little bit about Rav Shach's take on him in a minute. When Rav Shach was, I think, already about 11 years old or so, went for a bechina by the Zecher Yitzchak, went to be able to learn a little bit from him. But the Sefer is basically a random, almost, collection of different shtickle Torahs that he had over the years. It's not indicative of all the Torah that he had, but it's some of the Torah that they were able to put together, that they were able to put out of his particular Torah. He's known as a huge Baal Mechadesh, the Zecher Yitzchak, as a huge Baal Mechadesh, Akadekach, that there are those who almost mess around or critique him a little bit for the extent of his chidushim. The sefer called Shimusha Shel Torah, where Rav Shach shared certain anecdotes about his relationship to different rabbanim. So he said about he quoted that Rav Chaim Brisker said about there's certain similarity with Brisk. There are certain kinds of chakiras that he asked, certain kinds of tudinim sometimes, certain overlap with Brisk. But he was much more mechadish in certain areas. He said that Reb Chaim said about Reb Itzel Panovich that he knows three shases. He knows Shas Bavli, he knows Shas Yerushalmi, and he knows Shas Atzmi, meaning the Shas that he sort of was mechadish and invented on his own. A little bit of a critique like that. Rav Kamenetsky had a son-in-law who had a sefer. So there he quotes from the sefer Divrei Radach that he has a maisa over where he once quoted an idea from Itzponovicher to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim was into the idea. And he said that they used to say the difference between Reb Chaim and the Zecher Yitzchak is that it could be that whatever Reb Chaim says, the Zecher Yitzchak also says. The difference is that there are things that the Zecher Yitzchak says that Reb Chaim would never say. That part of the Maila, that Reb Chaim was more, that the Yitzchak was saying wild chidushim all the time, and sometimes they were very, very significant, sometimes they were very, very large chidushim, and sometimes they went a little bit... They went a little bit far, at least some would critique, but a huge chidushim. So whenever a person comes across a Zecher Yitzchak, you see it quoted, you see it referenced. If you learn it, you'll often see a lot of fascinating Torah, a lot of very innovative Torahs. He has Torahs here because it's, again, on Bris Milah, a lot of Torahs, a very famous tshuva in Siman Gimel about a hemophiliac, somebody that if they would get a Bris Milah, they would potentially, it would put them in a makom of sakana. So if a ger wants to convert, and a ger needs to convert, he can only do so derech a Bris Milah. So what does a ger do? How can he convert if Harei it's a sakana from to get a Bris Milah? Does he go through it anyway? Can he not convert? Can he convert without a Bris Milah? Speaks a lot about the nature of Bris Milah there. In Siman Aleph has no discussion about Bris Milah. Is the Iker part of Bris Milah the Maisa Milah, or is it the removal of the Orla? A lot of different discussions about Edei Kiddushin, different discussions which come up. There is an amazing anecdote that Rav Shach shared, which I think is really intriguing and gets to the core of a couple of different things. At the same time, there was the Zecher Yitzchak. There's another Sefer called Pre-Yitzchak. Pre-Yitzchak, the difference was they were from very different worlds. The Pre-Yitzchak was a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter, a big believer in the Musar movement. The Zecher Yitzchak was a real misnagit to the Musar movement. He, I believe, even left Slobodka over a certain difference of opinions. He was really anti the world of Musar. They both wrote Sfarim, again, pre-Yitzchak and Zecher Yitzchak. And again, it sounds like people used to mess around a little bit with the Zecher Yitzchak. They were such a big Baal Mechadesh. So the pre-Yitzchak said once, the Zecher Yitzchak, again, new names that we maybe haven't heard, but it's a fascinating anecdote. He said, you know what happened? Pre-Yitzchak said, I think if a yeshiva opened and there were three levels of shiurim, I think the first year shiur, the Shana Aleph shiur would be given by the Marsha. Because the Marsha in his Sefer really goes to Pshat very well. Pshat in Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. So I think the first year shiur would probably be the Marsha. He said the second year shiur would probably be the Pnei Yoshua. Because the Pnei Yoshua also works off of Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. But he adds some of his own chidushim. He adds some of his own take on things. It's a little bit, it's a certain kind of sharpness in a different kind of way. I think even the second year shiur. He said to Zecher Yitzchak and Mistama in that particular shiur, they'd probably appoint you to be the third year Rebbe. Because they'd probably be the one, you're the one with like the most wild chidushim, the wild chidushim. He says the guys in yeshiva would definitely hold that's what the metzias is. That the first year is the marsha, more basic and pshat. The second year, the Pnei Yoshua, a little bit more, a little bit sharper. And you, the third year, you're with the wild chidushim. But he said, V'ilu anu hare yodim shilfiya emes, seder ha-godless hu ha-hefech. But we know, said the pre-Yitzchak, the Zecher Yitzchak, in truth, as far as greatness goes, it goes in the opposite direction. That really you are lower than the Pnei Yoshua, who is lower than the Marsha. What did he mean by that? What he meant was that for all of the amazing chidushim of the Zecher Yitzchak, and they are great chidushim, Rav Ram Shapira invested hundreds and hundreds of hours putting out Sfarim of the Zecher Yitzchak, the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak, his descendants, they played with a new one, I think, last year, of the Zecher Yitzchak. A lot of very innovative and great Torah, and great Torah. The critique was that sometimes he would go a little bit too far. The three shases, the shas atzmi, that he would say things that were, you know, everyone's going to say, wow, you're the biggest, but there's a certain maila towards being able to focus on the pshat of a Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos as reflected by the Marsha, the certain excellence which is going to be there. Be that as it may, it's an amazing phenomenon. The Sefer was a Sefer, which in many ways was, when he passed away, we didn't have that much of the Kisvei Yad. He went around, anyone he wrote to, whatever he could get, to be able to put it out. It's an amazing thing that you have these giants in Europe, who we look at the Sefer, we say, this is a pretty significant and pretty large Sefer. As far as his writings and what he put out, so there was an enormous, enormous amount of Torah that he was able to produce. And the Torah, much as we were talking a little bit about the Chidushim going pretty far, the Chidushim are sharp, they're very, very good. And if you sit your way, if you sort of sit down sometimes and try to make your way through a particular tshuva, you'll find a lot of real greatness and a lot of very, very sharp lamdas. In that sense, people like Rav Shach and Rav Ram Shapira and others were very much machshev the Zecher Yitzchak. Rav Chaim was machshev the Zecher Yitzchak. Beis Halevi was machshev. He became the Rosh Yeshiva in Slabodka because the Beis Halevi recommended him for the job. He was a huge Talmud Chacham with a huge Baal Mechadesh. Rav Shach told the Maisa over, only because these Maises are cute to hear sometimes, that during Kriyas HaTorah he always had a problem. The problem with Kriyas Torah was he'd be sitting there and they'd give him a chumash during Kriyas Torah. These real sort of like Iluyas or giants that can't control themselves. So during Kriyas HaTorah, he would get a chumash. And while the Baal Kori was laning, he would always have these chidushim that would hit him while the Baal Kori was laning. And he couldn't control himself. He would start speaking and mumbling in Divrei Torah as it would happen. And it would start like bothering the crowd even a little bit, of like the Baal Batim in the shul, the yeshiva guys in the shul. It would start bothering them a little bit because they couldn't hear Kriyas Torah as well, because he was like mumbling these chidushim. Then when he realized what was happening, he would start yelling at himself to stop being mechadesh and start focusing on the Kriyas HaTorah. And it was like this whole debate in the shul, because a lot of the guys in the shul, like the regular members of the shul, were like, can you please be quiet? We want to hear Kriyas Torah. The yeshiva guys would all try to get closer to Zecher Yitzchak, to be able to overhear during Kriyas HaTorah the chidushim that he was sharing in Chumash, whatever happened to be hitting him at that particular time. So a real Baal Mechadesh, a person of enormous, we would say, intellectual gifts, and wonderful Sfarim to be aware of, but in many ways the Zecher Yitzchak is a sefer that is really, really critical to be aware of.